with the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines. The special favor of Allah, Aliyah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of Blessed Shrines. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jalla, in this season, we are touring, traveling the beautiful country of Pakistan. Alhamdulillah, we began from the northern areas and we are making our way down south. We were in the Blessed Shrine of Hazrat Baba Farid, Fariduddin Ganja Shekhar Rahmallahu Ta'ala in Pakpatan. And now, mashallah, about a 4 or 5 hour drive again, we have made our way towards the famous city of Pakistan, the city of Multan. Now, subhanallah, Multan is normally famously known to be extremely, extremely hot. But right now it is very, very cold. But nevertheless, I was told that during the day, it would still be very, very hot. It would still be about 30 or so degrees, yes, during the day, and now it is very, very cold. But my dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we have come to Multan. Why? Because we have come to a blessed shrine. It is none other than Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya Multani Rahmahullahu Ta'ala. He's actually Qurayshi too. He was born in the year 566. That's what, nearly about 900 or so years ago, yes. So this Sheikh, this saint, is not somebody who is of this day and age. He's not somebody who has only just left this world, what, 50, 100, 200 years ago. Not even 500 years ago, no. Nearly 1,000 years ago. He is Qurayshi. His lineage goes back to that of Hazrat Sayyiduna Habbar ibn Aswad, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a Sahabi. Yes, he was a companion of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Habbar bin Aswad was the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya rahmallahu ta'ala, he was from the lineage of Hazrat Habbar ibn Aswad. And this lineage links back or attaches, connects to that of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam through the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Qusay ibn Kilab rahmallahu ta'ala. Yes, my dear viewers, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmallahu ta'ala. As the hadith sharif mentioned, Imam Ghazali rahmallahu ta'ala, he states in his Ihya al-Ulum that إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, that when the day of judgment shall occur, يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى للعابدين والمجاهدين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall say to those who are the worshippers, the عابدين, والمجاهدين, and to those who strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, udkhulu al-jannah. To all you people, enter Jannah. Yes, enter paradise. فَيَقُولُ الْعُلَمَاءُ. And then the ulama shall say that, Ya Allahu Azza wa Jal, you are asking the worshippers to enter paradise. You are asking those who struggled in your path to enter paradise. Ya Allah, what about us? It is بِفَضْلِ عِلْمِنَا. It is by our knowledge that they had worshipped you, Ya Allah. We taught them to worship you and they worshipped you. We taught them to struggle in your path and they struggled in your path. Ya Allah, you have sent them to Jannah. How about us? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall say to the ulama, to the scholars, أَنْتُمْ عِنْدِي كَبَعْدِ مَلَائِكَةِ. That you to me are like my angels. I'm not going to just send you straight to paradise, no. إِشْفَعُوا تَشَفَّعُوا. But you first intercede on behalf of others too. And then your intercession shall be accepted. And it is stated, فَيَشْفَعُونَ ثُمَّ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. So then these people, the ulama, the scholars, what will happen? They will intercede on behalf of others. And then they shall not only enter Jannah themselves, but they shall take others into Jannah with them. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, amongst the most distinguished of scholars, subhanAllah, of the ulama, amongst them, mashaAllah, today one name which is remembered is Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya, rahmahullah ta'ala. Let's inshallah move forward and hear more about them.
To visit the sands, to visit the sands, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the sands is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the sands is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves.
Many viewers of Madani Channel, we heard about Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Ganji Shekhar rahimahullah ta'ala, that during the month of Ramadan Sharif, even as a baby in his very first year, he would not drink his mother's milk during the day. We heard about Hazrat Sayyiduna Sultan Bahu rahmallahu ta'ala, that again during the month of Ramadan he would not drink his mother's milk during the day. We heard about many times about Hazrat Huzuri Ghawse Paak, Hazrat Ghawse Azam, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmallahu ta'ala, again that he would not drink his mother's milk during the day. And similarly, subhanAllah, this seems like it's a sign of those awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are born a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, some attain this status of being a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some are granted this status immediately as they are born. And amongst those, subhanAllah, Sayyidina Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahimahullah ta'ala, who from the age, his very first year, his second year, they would not drink even the very own mother's milk during the day. They would not eat or drink anything. They would not take anything during the day, during the month of Ramadan Sharif. Why? Because although they may be at the age of one, at the age of two, they would be fasting. The mother's name was Hazrat Bibi Fatima, and the father's name was Hazrat Wajihuddin Muhammad Ghawth Alayhim Ar-Rahma. Now, my dear viewers, as adults, do we fast? Do we keep our fast? Do we fast properly is another question. Those fasts we have missed, do we attempt to make up for those fasts? These are things, my dear viewers and themselves, which we need to be keeping in mind. It's also a beautiful lesson for those youngsters who may be thinking, okay, I don't have to fast yet. When I'm older, only then I have to fast. This is what my mom and dad tell me. This is what my mother and father tell me. But remember, we should try to get into this routine of fasting from a very young age, if possible. Yes, one is the fara'id, the obligatory fast. But then those which are nawafil, those which are extra fast, we should regularly try to keep those too, inshallah azza wa jal. And Hazrat Sayyidina, we will speak about Hazrat Sayyidina Bahauddin Zakariya rahmallahu ta'ala. My dear viewers, let's continue and we shall hear much more.
To visit the sands, to visit the sands, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine.
Hazrat Bahauddin Zakaria, rahmatullah ta'ala, he was brought up in a household of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a household of knowledgeable people. Now remember that most knowledge is, yes, it's transferred, isn't it? And the first madrasa, the first institution for a child is the very own parents. Hazrat Bahauddin Zakaria, rahmatullah ta'ala, he would attend a madrasa, a school. And what was the first thing he did? Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam says in a hadith sharif, man qara'a al-Qur'ana wa hafizahu adkhalahu Allahu al-Jannah. That individual who recites the glorious Qur'an and then he memorizes the glorious Qur'an, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall grant him entrance into paradise. And in fact, in a hadith sharif, it also states that not only this, but shafa'ahu, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also accept his shafa'ah, his intercession for 10 people from his family upon whom the fire was necessary. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, this was Hazrat Bahauddin Zakaria rahmatullah ta'ala. What did he do from a very, very young age? It said he was only around by the age of 7 or so, or some say the age of 12, when he had not only read the glorious Quran, but memorize the Holy Quran. No doubt there are huge blessings. It said about that person who is a hafiz of Quran, that on the day of judgment, the parents of the Huffaz, they shall be crowned on the day of judgment. They know the light of their crown shall be illuminating. Subhanallah. Remember, memorizing the glorious Quran is a huge blessing. I'll tell you something beautiful. Hazrat Bahauddin Zakaria, rahmatullah ta'ala, he did not only just memorize the glorious Quran. Remember, there are also qira'at, you could say 7 qira'at. Now he memorized each and every single one of them. Yes, he memorized each and every single one of these. As parents, we need to teach our children the importance of reciting the Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem. My dear viewers, Hazrat Bahauddin Zakaria Multani, rahmallahu ta'ala, after having memorized the glorious Qur'an, it said his father, Hazrat Wajihuddin Muhammad Ghawth, rahmallahu ta'ala, he sent him to take care of a library. Hazrat Bahauddin Zakaria, rahmallahu ta'ala, he wished to seek out education even more. He wished to learn more. He went to the Hijaz, he went to the Al-Iraq, he went to Ash-Sham, he went to all of these places to seek knowledge. And it's very, very easy for us to say this. But in reality, it's not just as easy as catching a flight, my dear viewers, no. Those people, they would go on horseback, they would go on camelback, or maybe many a time they would just go walking. Yes, from one country to another. Imagine how many months it would take just to go from one place to another place. And we hear about the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would travel from one country to another country just to hear a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows them with so much spirituality too. Alhamdulillah, we are at the blessed shrine of Hazrat Bahauddin Zakaria rahmatullah ta'ala. Let's continue and try to seek blessings.
To visit the sands, to visit the sands, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the sands is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves.
My dear viewers of the channel, subhanallah, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, I was just listening to the local brothers here from possibly around Multan. They came here in their own language. They were praising Hazrat Bahauddin Zakaria rahmallahu ta'ala about his day-to-day life, because we are going to move to his grandchild too, who is buried very, very nearby. But Hazrat Bahauddin Zakaria Multani rahmallahu ta'ala, I said they would pray their Fajr Salah, and like us, what do? We pray our Fajr Salah and then we'll just go back to bed. That's if we do wake up and pray our Fajr Salah, that is. Then we'll go straight to bed, but no, he would pray his Fajr Salah, then he would do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would then read his Jash Ishraq, which are extra nawafil prayers, which are to be read later after sunrise, that is. And having done this, subhanAllah, he would then spend his time again worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would take, it is known as qaylula. Some would call it a siesta. Siesta is not a perfect translation, but it's to take a nap during the day. This is in extreme heat, and especially Multan. In Multan, it gets to about 53, 55 or so degrees. It gets so hot that people die here every year just due to the heat. Allahu Akbar, it gets extremely hot. And due to the extreme heat, people will, because they can't go out during the days, it's actually very dangerous too. And so people, what they will do is, they'll take a rest and they'll go to sleep. So possibly before Zuhr Salah, they will rest and take a nap. And then again they will wake up for Zuhr Salah, they will go pray their prayer with Jama'at. And after having recited their prayer, they would have, if they were not fasting, they would have something to eat. Otherwise, they would continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up until Asr Salah. And then after Asr Salah, they would spend the entire time teaching the Qur'an and the Ahadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And there would be so many people that historians have documented and they have stated that people have witnessed over 40,000 individuals coming to their daily gatherings. About 40,000 people coming to their daily gatherings. Now, subhanAllah, there's so much questions which will be raised here. 40,000, how would everybody be able to hear them when they are speaking? 40,000 people, and then there were no speakers. And subhanAllah, another sign of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that they are able to speak, and everybody from the front to the back are able to hear them too. Subhanallah. So just say, Baha'uddin Zakariya rahmallahu ta'ala, yes, all up until Maghrib Salah, they would be teaching people. And then it said scholars would come to their gatherings too. Students of knowledge, they would come and ask them questions. Whoever it may be, they would come and ask them questions and they would learn from them. All the way up until Isha, this would then continue, my dear viewers. And subhanAllah, every single night, they would complete the recitation of the glorious Quran too. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, this was a little about Hazrat Baha'uddin Zakariya Multani rahmallahu ta'ala. We are going to now go and inshallah will present salam. We are going to go and do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our forgiveness. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, by the means of this great saint, by the means of this great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's inshallah azza wa jal go inside.
To visit the saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. As you can see, mashallah, right here, beautiful. This is the blessed shrine of Hazrat Baha'uddin Zakariya Multani rahmallahu ta'ala, a saint over 900 years who had passed away over 900 years ago or so. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and forgive our sins for their sake. Now inshallah we shall be going inside and supplicating, we shall be going inside and doing dua inshallah azza wa jal. Remember, we can go to the blessed shrines of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are in fact alive in their grave and they do worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's many ahadith sharif, many of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who be, you know, within their graves they are reciting Surah Yasin sharif, within their graves they are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we shall be going inside inshallah azza wa jal and doing dua. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
The blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrine. To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine.
Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we have presented ourselves, we have gone and given salam to Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya rahmallahu ta'ala, and now we shall be going to another blessed shrine which is only a few minutes walk from there, mashallah. We are sitting by the masjid, but first I'll give you a quick introduction. The individual we shall be going to is known as Shah Rukn Alam. He is actually Rukn al-Din, his name was given to him by Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya rahmallahu ta'ala. He was the grandchild of Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya rahmallahu ta'ala. And subhanAllah, being the grandchild, yes, imagine the household he was brought up in. The grandfather being Hazrat Bahauddin Zakariya rahmallahu ta'ala. But it's said that when this individual was born, and he was born in the year 649 Hijri. That when he was born, yes, he was given this name by his parents. But his mother was the hafiza of the Qur'an al-Kareem. She had memorized the glorious Qur'an. And she would recite the Al-Qur'an al-Kareem entirely every single day. And his mother would never feed him milk unless she was in the state of ablution. Before feeding him milk, she would make ablution. She would always be in the state of ablution, and she would be reciting the Al-Qur'an al-Kareem. If while she was feeding him milk, the adhan was to be heard, then automatically Hazrat Shah Rukn Alam rahmallahu ta'ala, he would stop what he is doing, he would stop drinking the milk, and he would listen to the adhan. And subhanAllah, they had a rule in the house. This is subhanAllah, a beautiful lesson to be taking. They had a rule in the house that the only thing you can say around this child is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing you will teach this child, always teach the child the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from a very, very young age, Hazrat Shah Rukn Alam rahmallahu ta'ala, he was able to not only learn and remember, but recite and mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's go towards Hazrat Shah Rukn Alam rahmallahu ta'ala and hear some more about them.
To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Part of giving somebody a good upbringing is the diet, the food they intake. And it is of absolute necessity and importance for our children to have a good diet, to be eating good food, healthy food. Yes, healthy food. And sadly nowadays it's very difficult, you can say in a way, for us to get the best of food. But it still is possible, no doubt about it. And it stated about his mother that she would, well, what she would do is every single day she would heat milk, but then she would continue to keep it on low heat and heat it for a very, very long time. And she would add dry fruit, as we would say, raisins, the different types of nuts, etc., into it. Then she would feed this to her child. And subhanAllah, no doubt there are many benefits in doing so, and it's very, very good. It brings about strength, it gives a person strength, and it's also very, very good for the brain. Before we do end, subhanAllah, there's a karama mentioned about Shah Rukn Alam. When he was very, very young, it said that there was a lady who came to his grandfather, and she said, look, my child is very, very ill, please do dua for my child, he's about to pass away. And the grandfather said that, subhanAllah, whatever is in his destiny, that is what shall take place. And then before himself, the baby passes away. Danish, the mother is, subhanAllah, imagine a mother whose child has just passed away, she's crying, she's completely distraught. But as the Shah Rukh Alam, he's a youngster at the time, he sees this elderly lady walking past and he says, what is the problem? Why is it that you are crying? She says, because my child has just passed away. He lifts it up and he says, your child has not passed away. Your child is very much alive. Your child is playing. Allahu Akbar. And when the grandfather heard about this, he says to Shah Rukh Alam that you cannot lose such things. You should not be doing such things. SubhanAllah, these are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Allah Ta'ala himself says that when he loves his servant, whatever they may ask, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants it to them. And now inshaAllah we shall be going to the blessed channel of Shah Rukh Alam rahmallahu ta'ala and giving our salam there and seeking dua there inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
The blessed shrines to visit the sins is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the sins is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.